Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our Kingdom Citizen series where we're talking about how only one kingdom lasts forever. One of the things I've been sharing every week is how when we think of a kingdom, we typically think of, you know, a guy who sits in a castle with a crown on his head and he's got his army and they have a certain land. That's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is that for those who hear the message of the gospel, who receive the gospel and, commit their lives to follow Jesus as their Lord, he becomes their king. And when someone hears that message in response, they become a kingdom citizen. So the kingdom of God advances one heart at a time. And we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount and really talking about the values of the kingdom of God. This past week, we looked at several different passages that talk about what it looks like to live a righteous life. Let me just share one of those with you today. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 through 42, it says this, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you." I mean, that is it's a passage where Jesus is trying to say to the people that you guys need to become more righteous than the Pharisees in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And what the Pharisees did is they looked at these values treated them as if, you know, this is the righteous way to live. For example, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That comes from the Old Testament law in Leviticus and also Deuteronomy. But what that law was supposed to do was to protect the offender, actually, from an overzealous vengeance that, if someone takes out an eye, then you take out their eye. If someone takes out a tooth, you take out their tooth. It was supposed to mean that the retaliation can't be higher than the offense. And, so this is how, it was done in their day. They would exact justice in such a way to make sure everything was fair. Well, what Jesus is saying, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go beyond that and actually let your justice be governed by mercy. So when he says to them, if someone slaps you on the face, turn the other cheek. Now, that didn't mean this person's attacking your life. It meant this person was making an offense. To slap someone on the face was to basically insult them. He's saying, look, when you're insulted, just turn the other cheek. Let him insult the other side. Don't take that personally. When someone is suing you, they had a law that if you if you couldn't afford it, and someone wants to take your cloak, you just give them your tunic, which was underneath your cloak. But that way, you can still be warm. But he's saying, no. Go ahead and give them the cloak too. Like, look out for them. If you were wrong, then take care of it. That whole part where it's talking about, someone go a mile, go two with them. There was a Roman law that the Roman soldiers could say at any point in time to the Jewish citizen, hey, you need to carry my stuff for a mile. It's a law. So imagine that. Your sworn enemy comes up to you and says, hey, you need to carry my stuff. So you carry it. You go 1 mile, you drop the stuff and you look at him and say, there you go, I'm done. And Jesus say, no, I want you to go two. And what is all this about? What is he really saying? And what he's saying is that I want you to do what's right with mercy as the guide. We think, man, I want to treat others the way they treat me. If they, if they are respectful, then I'll be respectful. And what Jesus is saying is that, look, no, I want you to be full of mercy. I want you to be justice that's governed by mercy when it comes to how you deal with others. Now, this is obviously difficult, right? Because, we have such an entitlement inside of our souls and we don't want to be treated poorly. But Jesus is saying, look, I want you to allow the heart of the cross to be your mercy. And if you think about the gospel, we didn't deserve anything. We've offended God, and yet he chose to love us. We kind of put our hand up in the face of God saying, no, I'm doing this my way. And yet he sent his son to die on a cross for us to give us mercy. That's not justice unless you see it from God's view. God chose to send his son to die on the cross for us. That has to govern the way we see others. That's what it means to live a Christ life, a kingdom citizen life, to live out the heart of the gospel with others, is to consider others' needs even before our own. God, I pray that you help us to live that out. Pray you help me as, you know, someone who's trying to lead others to follow you and lead our people, Lord, to have this heart. God, it's a struggle. So when we struggle, God, I pray you forgive us and help us to stand back up and to follow you in your heart. I ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second, just as this closes out today, and just pray whatever's on your heart in this area and commit your heart to living out the Christ life in the kingdom of God.